610 AM, W245 CT Hayward, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packer. Vice President Kamala Harris Friday unveiled her new economic plan. As ABC's Elizabeth Schulze tells us, a major component of that is affordable housing.
She wants to build 3 million new housing units. One way to do that is to offer a tax credit to home builders. That would really get at more of this root problem of housing being too unaffordable for folks, because frankly, there just are not enough homes for the amount of buyers who are out there, which is one of the reasons why we've seen it be so competitive and why prices have stayed so high.
After 2 days of talks on a possible ceasefire and hostage release between Hamas and Israel, President Biden Friday saying, quote, "We are closer than we've ever been." A top Ukrainian official saying for the first time that Ukraine's offensive inside Russia aims to persuade Russia to engage in peace talks. Hurricane Ernesto churning in the Atlantic. The National Weather Service issuing alerts for high surf, rip currents up and down the East Coast and Bermuda, locking down and closing the airport, opening shelters. This is ABC News. Another major record for Deadpool and Wolverine. More from ABC's Jason Nathanson.
Deadpool and Wolverine saying bye-bye to Joker as it becomes the highest-grossing R-rated film of all time worldwide.
Let's go!
Let's go.
Deadpool and Wolverine with a box office take so far of $1.086 billion in its first 23 days in release. Joker topped out at $1.079 billion. They're the only $2 billion R-rated film. It also marks an important course correction for the Disney-Marvel universe, the first Disney-Marvel film to hit $1 billion since Avengers Endgame in 2019. Disney is the parent company of ABC News. Jason Nathanson, ABC News, Hollywood.
The convicted killer who escaped North Carolina prison guards taking him to the hospital was captured after 2 days on the run. Ramon Alston was captured at a hotel just outside of Charlotte. Authorities say he checked in with a female companion. She's also under arrest. Alston was serving a life sentence for killing one-year-old Malaya Williams at a random shooting in 2015. Dave Packer, ABC.
As a network, we're called Civic Media because a big part of it is we want to start modeling how civic discourse really should happen and being respectful of each other's opinions, even if you disagree, you know, like they should be given a platform.
If Rocker and I can get along,
right,
we can all get along.
I know,
along.
Exactly.
Right,
yeah.
Rocker?
Yeah, that's right, Jimmy.
Well, you do have a wall in between the two of you, so
glass.
It's like the
it's only glass.
It's only
tear down the walls. Listen to Max Inc. Saturday night, 6 to midnight across the Civic Media Radio Network.
Well, hi there. It's the fabulous Farm Babe Pam Yonke bringing you the Midwest Farm Report live weekday mornings right here on WBZH. It's not just for farmers. It's for anybody that loves food. Tune in 5 a.m. on the Buzz of the North, 9:10 a.m. Hayward.
I'm James Kelly with WBZH News. Your news roundup in quick podcast form. Find it anytime on the WBZH website at buzzofthenorth.com.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The economy is doing well, but anecdotal evidence of Wisconsin food pantries suggests people are still struggling. Savannah Tomei Olson reports on one food pantry where traffic has doubled in the past year.
The Oregon Area Food Pantry has already served almost 550 people this month, and we're only halfway through August. The price of food is up, the cost of rent is up, and childcare is astronomical. The executive director says most people who rely on the pantry work, some of them 2 and 3 jobs, but with rising costs of living, it's just not enough. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson.
Some county fairs in Wisconsin are banning lactating dairy cows this summer out of concern over bird flu spreading to dairy cows. Bird flu has not been found in any Wisconsin dairy herds, but it is affecting cows in states like Minnesota, Iowa, and Michigan. And that's what you need to know. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News.
The Packers and the Broncos. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Green Bay Packers in Denver with their joint practice with the Broncos. Quarterback Jordan Love says the Broncos defense was challenging.
Doing the joint practices, going to see a new defense, going against new players. So there was a couple plays here and there that we missed. It just wasn't our best day productivity-wise. But, you know, it goes back to, you know, just being able to learn and grow from that. You know, seeing this new defense that we haven't really gone against, haven't got a scout. But we'll be able to go back, watch film, and, you know, learn from these opportunities.
Green Bay defensive back quarterback Jair Alexander says he remembers watching the Carolina Panthers in a joint practice.
It always motivates me. It always brings me back to a time where I was in that position, looking up to players in my city like Steve Smith. So I know what it's like for them to have a player like myself come up and sign, and it's always humbling. I think this was a good day for us. I think there was a lot to learn from. You know, I think there's things we could have been better at. But all in all, this is what we do it for. We do it to improve.
That's the Packers' Jair Alexander. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly cloudy, few showers around tonight, and a low in the low 60s. And more clouds around for tomorrow, maybe a pop-up shower and highs in the low 70s. Sunday, Monday, Tuesday. Great days, mostly sunny, low humidity, and highs in the upper 70s. Currently at 64 degrees.
Todd Albaugh.
Hey, this is Aaron, Todd's producer. Todd's in Chicago getting ready to cover the Democratic National Convention. So on our next show, tune in for coverage of the event.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2. The Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Welcome to hour three here of Anything Goes Weekend. It's the Tom Hartman Program, and Donald Trump is very worried about the fate and future of American healthcare. He is so concerned that yesterday he came out and he said, if Kamala Harris wins, then everybody gets health care. Oh my God. I mean, this is deadly. So, he was speaking at his Bedminster wife cemetery and, you know, kind of rambling about all kinds of weird stuff and Fruit Loops and which was perfectly appropriate. But he got into this thing about how if everybody has health care, that's communism. Now, tell that to the Canadians or the Germans or the French or the Dutch or the Brits or the Danish, the Danes or the Swedes or the Norwegians or the Lithuanians or Latvians or Estonians or whatever, you know, the Greeks, whatever other countries. Oh, the Taiwanese, the South Koreans, the Japanese. The Costa Ricans. Costa Rica has a free national health care system and free college. I don't think any of them consider their systems communist. But this is what Donald Trump said yesterday when he was speaking at his roach-infested golf motel that he's converted into a wife's cemetery to get a tax break. He said, she's co-sponsoring legislation to abolish very popular private health insurance, which 150 million Americans rely on, dumping everyone into inferior socialist government-run healthcare systems with rationing and deadly wait times while massively raising your taxes. She also wants to take away your private healthcare. You're all going to be thrown into a communist system. You're going to be thrown into a system where everybody gets healthcare.
Oh, the agony.
That's... This is the best he's got. Now there's a subtext to this. I wrote a book about this. It's called The Hidden History of American Healthcare. And you know, back in the 1890s, this young man named Friedrich Hoffman, came from Germany to the United States. He was really good with numbers. And he traveled around the United States warning people about health insurance, you know, or about the German system, rather. At that time, Bismarck in the 1880s, I think it was 1888, Bismarck put a single-payer national health care system into place in Germany. It was the world's first. And so Friedrich Hoffman comes over here and starts, you know, warning, don't do this, because there was a big movement to do this here in the United States in the 1880s, 1890s, early 1900s. Teddy Roosevelt talked about it. Harry Truman actually proposed it. That was in the 1940s. But so Hoffman ended up down in Georgia, where he met this Southern belle who he fell in love with and married. And her family was from a long line of plantation owners, as in slave plantations. And so he kind of changed the focus of his pitch. He wrote a book that was published in 1897 or 1898. I have a copy of it, actually. I bought a copy for research when I was writing The Hidden History of American Healthcare. And his book is called Race Traits of the American Negro. And his book uses statistics. He was a statistician, and a very good one, by the way. He also wrote the first book, which is still in print. You can find it on Amazon, about how there's an association between eating processed food and getting cancer. And it's like a 700-page book, his book on cancer. It's a really good book. The guy knows how to work with numbers. But he didn't understand logic. So what he did was he looked at the health outcomes of people based on their race, and he found that black people were dying a whole lot younger and a whole lot faster than white people were, and he assumed that was because of the biology of being black. Well, you know, the biology of being black is the same as the biology of being white. The only difference between black people and white people is that white, you know, black people have more melanin, more pigment in their skin. And, you know, and typically their hair is a little different, but and some facial features. But this is not, none of this has to do with biology. And, you know, so black people are not inherently more or less likely to die than white people, but they certainly did in the 1880s and 1890s. And the reason why is very simple. They were denied health care. You know, white racism, pure and simple. But Frederick Hoffman, you know, being married to a white racist and living in Georgia and having come out of a very racist society in Germany, I mean, this was kind of the early days of anti-Semitism. There was anti-Jewish racism, but still. So he wrote this book, and then he became the vice president of the Prudential Insurance Company. Now, at the time, they were just selling life insurance. This was in the 1910s, 1920s. And he trapped, but there was this big movement in the 1910s and 20s to have a national health care system in the United States. And in response to that, the insurance companies, and Prudential was one of the leaders in this, moved into the health insurance field. And so Frederick Hoffman traveled around the country. He testified before the U.S. Congress twice. He testified in multiple state houses. He wrote op-eds for newspapers. He was written about in the New York Times. And his argument was that because blacks are genetically inferior, which was the conclusion he came to as a result of the higher death rates, if America was simply to deny black people health care for a couple of generations, the black race would die out and it would solve the race problem in America. This was his brilliant contribution to American culture and politics. And it was widely adopted. The Prudential charged a higher insurance rate for black people than white people right up until it got banned in the 1960s. I mean, that was the power of Frederick Hoffman. There's several chapters about him in my book, The Hidden History of American Healthcare, if you really want to get the whole story. And the most recent manifestation of this came in 1966, when Lyndon Johnson hired Robert Ball to write the Medicare law. And the original, and Robert Ball talks about this, this was going to be a system for people over 65 that was designed to be able to every year drop the eligibility age by a decade so that over a 6 or 7 year period, every American would be covered by Medicare. It was designed to eventually become a single payer healthcare system because Medicare is a single payer healthcare system. And they rolled this thing out in 66, and the Southern race, who were then mostly Democrats, you know, the Strom Thurmonds of the world, who all, they all, after 65, they became Republicans, but they hadn't yet done that. They mostly changed their party affiliation in 66, 67, 68. So these Southern racist senators came in and said, we will filibuster this. We will kill Medicare if you do not put a barrier to low-income people using it, knowing that the really, truly poor people in the South were black. And so the compromise that LBJ had to make in order to get this thing passed at all was a 20% hole, a 20% gap in insurance coverage for, you know, certain things, certain procedures, doctors, hospitals, whatever. And so that's why you have to, if you have Medicare, you have to buy a Medigap policy that fills in that 20% hole. I mean, you don't have to, but, you know, it's probably a good idea. But the reason was because they figured that if you had to pay 20% and they could set it so you had to pay it up front, that black people wouldn't be able to afford that in the South, and therefore they would not show up in the whites-only hospitals, which Medicare required them to desegregate. Medicare was actually the biggest and most successful desegregation program in the history of the world because it explicitly outlawed racial segregation. But they put that 20% gap in there figuring, you know, if you can't afford the 20%, you're not going to show up at the doctor's office, you're not going to show up in the hospital, and it'll keep black people out. So the most recent version of this, of course, is Donald Trump saying if we give everybody health care, that means black people get it too. Poor people get it too. You know, this is the Republicans, they're willing to sacrifice poor white people in Appalachia just to keep down poor black people in the South. And well, not just in the South, but in red states all over the country, but particularly the South, where there's large black populations. So now you know the rest of the story. And this is, you know, like I said, Donald Trump yesterday said, and I quote, "You're all going to be thrown into a communist system. You're going to be thrown into a system where everybody gets health care. Gee, you might have to go to a hospital where there's black people. Oh, my God." You know who Donald Trump's talking to when he's saying. 16 minutes past the hour. It's Anything Goes Weekend. What's on your mind? I'll pick up your calls right after this.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Exposing the con in conservative. I'll be right back with you. Let's face it, life can be stressful. It can be overwhelming. And it's not just your mind that suffers when you're feeling tense and anxious. Stress can make a mess of your digestion and immune system, too. Introducing Just Calm, the breakthrough new stress-busting formula from Just Thrive. Say goodbye to frazzled nerves and hello to a steady, chill, more relaxed you. Just Calm's exclusive mood-lifting blend is clinically proven to help you relax and breathe a little easier in as little as 4 weeks. And for next-level mood and immune support, I love my award-winning Just Thrive probiotic. It not only has 1,000 times better survivability than most probiotics, but the spore probiotic banishes bloat and constipation so your gut can produce more serotonin, you know, your happy hormone. Plus, it supports better sleep. For a limited time, you can save 20% off a 90-day bottle of Just Thrive probiotic and Just Calm at justthrivehealth.com. with the promo code Tom. Now you can download the Just Thrive episode and listen to our interview with founder of Just Thrive, Tina Anderson.
Over the past 20 years, Wisconsin has seen a huge increase in reported elder abuse cases. Elder abuse is the verbal, physical, emotional, sexual, or financial abuse of a senior citizen. It can also be the intentional or unintentional neglect of an older person. Wisconsin's population of seniors 65 and older is projected to grow significantly in the coming decades. That's why we all share the responsibility to help protect our seniors by recognizing and reporting any signs of elder abuse. If you believe that elder abuse has been inflicted upon yourself or someone you know, please report it. Call the Wisconsin Elder Abuse Hotline toll-free at 1-833-586-0107 or visit reportelderabusewi.org. Respect our elders. Report abuse. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Justice.
This project is supported by the Administration for Community Living, ACL, U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, HHS, as part of a financial assistance award totaling $120,000 with 100% funding by ACL HHS. The contents are those of the authors and do not necessarily represent the official views of nor an endorsement by ACL HHS or the U.S. government.
Ever tried balancing a dozen eggs in one hand while hopping on one foot? Or maybe juggling cats while riding the unicycle? Sounds ridiculous, right? But guess what? That's exactly what texting while driving is like. Your human brain only has the capacity to focus on one thing at a time. So when you're behind the wheel, give driving your undivided attention.
Don't drive distracted.
A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
Matt Nair on air.
We were talking about Donald Trump. He also said that he knows how to correctly pronounce Kamala Harris's name. He just chooses not to. And so I think that kind of opens it up for us to take some liberties.
Yeah. What would be your fix to the name?
Dave from New Berlin texting in Conald.
Conald.
Dump. Also, Calvin's was Donald Trump.
Who said there's a correct one?
Except, like, it's pronounced Kamala.
Matt Nair on air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Who is the toughest billionaire? I'm pretty sure I could take Warren Buffett. He's like 94. Elon Musk is the richest guy in the world. He's got like 200 billion bucks. Then Jeff Bezos.
I don't know how Jeff would fight.
What about Mark Zuckerberg?
No, that guy.
I'll say Bill Gates. He would probably take a dive.
Isn't Michael Jordan a billionaire now?
Okay, I would take Michael Jordan.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights 7 till 9 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
You are listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us. It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store, then listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free.
Missed my opening rant today? It's usually published over at HartmanReport.com, where you can read it and share it with your friends for free. Check it out, HartmanReport.com.
By the soft moonlight, a chorus of paws and hearts so bright. We gather round, our voices strong, singing for justice all night long. Lady Falconada, we stand tall. With our feline friends, we answer the call.
It's Cat Ladies for Kamala, yes indeed. Ron in Liverpool, Pennsylvania. Hey Ron, what's on your mind today?
You and your crew do great work, Tom.
Thank you.
I did this once on my own, just being curious. I added up the last five tax cuts for the rich, going all the way back to Reagan.
Mm-hmm.
It adds up to a damn near our whole debt.
You're right. You're absolutely right. In fact, actually, it adds up to more than our national debt if you aggregate Reagan.
Exactly. Imagine not having a debt.
Yeah. Well, when Reagan came into office, the national debt was 0.8 trillion. It was 0.8 of a trillion dollars. It was $800 billion.
I know. I never hear this on TV. Nobody ever mentions it.
Yeah.
And one other point, his record on the border is not nearly as good as he pretends it is.
No. No, he didn't. He didn't build his wall.
If you'll check factcheck.org, Trump's final numbers, you'll find out Obama was much better.
Yeah.
On the border.
Well, Obama deported a whole lot more people than Trump did.
I know. They called him the
deporter in chief. A lot of people were unhappy with him.
I know. And Republicans pretend like he let them back in after that.
Yeah. Yeah, I know. And there's fewer border crossings now than there were at any time during the Trump presidency.
I know. And Fox News don't mention that.
No. Never.
That was my only point.
Okay. Well, good ones, Ron. Thank you very much for the call. Appreciate it, and thanks for watching us on Free Speech. Daryl in Bainbridge Island, Washington. Hey, Daryl, what's on your mind today?
Hi, Tom. I wanted to talk about a film made in 1983 starring one of our favorite actors. Having a brain fart here, excuse me. You've used that word before, so I'm going to use it now.
It's a good phrase.
Burt Lancaster.
Oh, yeah,
he's
I remember
a rude, cold Houston millionaire that sends his aide to Aberdeen, Scotland, to build a golf course. He shows up briefly. Most of the scenes are in his corporate offices in Houston, but he shows up and he just treats people like caca. And
this movie called Local Hero.
So this film was done by Bill Forsyth in 1983. I saw it. I interviewed Mr. of course, because I was a film critic at mm-hmm. that time, and we didn't talk about it because I hadn't seen it at the film thing. So in 2005, our man Donald Trump shows up at Aberdeen, Scotland, very close to where this film was filmed. 1,400 acres he buys. He's rude to everybody. He's rude to the construction people. And he's just particularly PO'd with the people that have lived there for generations. They're plain farm people, curious what's going to go on.
Right, they wanted a berm built, as I recall, around his property, so they didn't have to look at it. Am I remembering correctly?
Well, he brought in bulldozers, and he pushed up walls so they couldn't see it.
Yeah.
Oh, that's the end of my story. What a turd.
Yeah.
Can we use that one, too?
I think so, judiciously. Daryl, thank you.
Hey, Tom, real quick, 20 years ago, I'm a 20-year veteran of your show. I love it. And I used to take my little camcorder and take the TV out in a nice sunny day so I had contrast, and it turned out pretty well. And I've got about 30 or 40 or shows that I've never watched because I'm too busy watching this show right now.
Wow. Well, good.
And other things. If you want them, next time you come to Seattle, I'll pack them down to you.
Are these 20-year-old shows, you're saying?
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah.
Next time you come to Seattle, when are you going to do a book signing up here or something?
You know, I don't know. I've got a book coming out this fall, but I think the only book signing I'm doing is in Chicago, but... You know, feel free to drop me a note, Daryl. I'd love to see those. I don't have any recordings or records of the early years of the show.
It's your website.
Yeah, you can find my email address without much trouble.
Okay, then we'll send them to Mark so that I don't stalk you, right?
Okay, that works too. Yeah.
Thank you, Mark.
Okay.
Thank you.
Yeah, thank you, Daryl. Good talking to you. Let's see, how much time do we have? Oh, we've only got 25 seconds. It's not fair to bring somebody on with just 25 seconds. I do want to emphasize how weird it is, and I think weird is the word, that Donald Trump is telling us that if we get Kamala Harris, then everybody gets health care, and that that's going to be a really, really bad thing. It's really? Really? I mean, if anything, that's a quote from him that probably the Harris campaign should start promoting. Anyhow, it's Anything Goes Weekend. I'll be back with more of your calls in just a moment. It's 27 minutes past the hour here on the Tom Hartman program. Speaking the truth that Donald Trump and J.D. Vance would really rather you just never heard. Stay tuned.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman program. Call 202-808-9925.
This is the place where despair is not an option. We'll be right back. On the line with us is world-renowned integrative veterinarian Dr. Marty Goldstein. He's the author of two books and was featured in a film about animal health. Dr. Marty is also the inventor of the Nature's Blend freeze-dried healthy dog food, and he's the driving force behind DrMartyPets.com. Dr. Marty, welcome back to the program.
It's always a pleasure to be here.
Thank you. So tell us about Dr. Marty's Nature's Blend. What inspired you for this?
You know, there's the old motto, it all starts with food. You know, you are what you eat.
Yep.
I worked on approximately 250,000 patients in my career. And from my experience, I have seen thousands and thousands of companion animals where their health turned around just on the nutritional dietary change.
I can tell you know, my dogs eat your food, and they have a lot more energy than they did before. We've been feeding them Dr. Marty's Nature's Blend for at least a year now, and it's just, it made a difference, a noticeable difference, so I want to testify.
And there it is. Just do an experiment. Go out and live on fast food for a month.
Yeah.
Tell me how you feel.
Yeah.
Then take the next month, you know, clean out a little, and then eat on really biologically appropriate, you know, healthy fish, salads, vegetables, and this and that, you're going to feel better. Your energy is going to soar. That's proven in the human field dogs are carnivores and should be eating a high-quality meat diet.
Right.
Show me one flat tooth in a dog's mouth.
Exactly, yeah.
So, or chewing grain.
Yeah, they are not cows.
Yeah, they're not cows. Our food for dogs is 81% protein.
Yeah.
And they're doing so well on it.
Yeah. We've been speaking with Dr. Marty Goldstein. Learn more at drmartypets.com/Tom. That's drmartypets.com/THOM.
I just love being on your show.
Yeah, well, thank you.
You're listening to The Buzz of the North, WBZH, Hayward's home for Up North News Radio.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packer. Vice President Kamala Harris Friday unveiled her new economic plan. As ABC's Elizabeth Schulze tells us, a major component of that is affordable housing.
She wants to build 3 million new housing units. One way to do that is to offer a tax credit to home builders. That would really get at more of this root problem of housing being too unaffordable for folks, because frankly, there just are not enough homes for the amount of buyers who are out there, which is one of the reasons why we've seen it be so competitive and why prices have stayed so high.
After 2 days of talks on a possible ceasefire and hostage release between Hamas and Israel, President Biden Friday said, saying, quote, "We are closer than we've ever been." A top Ukrainian official saying for the first time that Ukraine's offensive inside Russia aims to persuade Russia to engage in peace talks. Hurricane Ernesto churning in the Atlantic. The National Weather Service issuing alerts for high surf, rip currents up and down the East Coast and Bermuda, locking down and closing the airport, opening shelters. This is ABC News.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Republican vice presidential running mate J.D. Vance in Milwaukee Friday meeting with law enforcement officers. He says if elected, the Trump administration would make it easier to do their jobs. Vice President Harris has been running on her record as a former prosecutor and promises to support police. The Democratic National Convention starts Monday in Chicago. Protesters say they're dismayed by restrictions. Catherine Carley reports.
Julie Ramirez, a member of Chicago's city council, criticizes restrictions on protesters ahead of next week's Democratic National Convention, banning stages, portable restrooms, tents, and sound equipment.
The city is taking away the beauty of the protest, the beauty of community.
Officials argue those could be a safety risk or used for illegal activity. I'm Catherine Carley.
And that's what you need to know. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News.
Hey, Wisconsin, it's construction season, and the Wisconsin DOT wants to help you safely navigate work zones in your area. Check 511WI.gov or download the free 511.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Bob Odenkirk and Bill Burr have been on their share of stages, but both will experience a first when they head to Broadway next spring. The actor-comedians will join Kieran Culkin on Broadway and Glengarry Glen Ross. If you haven't seen the 1992 film written by David Mamet based on his play of the same title, it's worth a watch. The story is set in a cutthroat Chicago real estate office. Burr will be in the Dave Moss role, played by Ed Harris in the film. Culkin will play Richard Roma, who is portrayed by Al Pacino, and Odenkirk takes the role of Shelley Levine, the character played by Jack Lemmon. That's one to see. If Taylor Sheridan has writer's cramp, he is great at hiding it. He's written yet another Yellowstone spinoff that's headed to the little screen. The show Madison will star Michelle Pfeiffer as the female lead. She will also executive produce. Madison follows a New York City family as they adjust to life in the West. Rumors are that Kurt Russell will also join the cast. Madison's previous title was 2024. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 7 to 9 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly cloudy, few showers around tonight, and a low in the low 60s. And more clouds around for tomorrow, maybe a pop-up shower and highs in the low 70s. Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, great days. Mostly sunny, low humidity, and highs in the upper 70s. Currently at 64 degrees.
The Todd Allbaugh Show.
Chairman of the Wisconsin Democratic Party, Ben Wickler. Now, I was involved in politics for 30-plus years. I've never seen anything in the state of Wisconsin like I saw in Eau Claire last week. 2 miles away from the venue, and there were cars parked alongside the road.
It's not just cities. It's rural places and small towns and medium-sized towns. It's everything. Voters realize in this moment they have the power to shape history.
The Todd Allbaugh Show. Weekdays, noon till 2, on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
There's danger out there. It lurks on highways and quiet neighborhood streets. It's more likely to kill you than a shark, and more terrifying than the biggest snake. Distracted driving claims lives every day. Every notification, swipe, social post, video, or selfie while driving risks your life. So while you might think public speaking or the zombie apocalypse is scary, what's really terrifying and even deadly is distracted driving. Eyes forward. Don't drive distracted. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Pat Kreitlow. Monday morning, we're in Milwaukee getting set to board the train as we preview this week's Democratic National Convention in Chicago.
Up North News with Pat Kreitlow. Weekday mornings starting at 6.
10 times higher absorption than standard berberine. Give your cholesterol health advanced support with a free month supply of Superberine and get 15% off. Go to superberine.com and enter the promo code Tom, T-H-O-M. That's Superberine, B-E-R-I-N-E, superberine.com. And the code is Tom to get a free month supply and 15% off. Superberine.com, code Tom.
In a world that's rushing by, take a moment, don't pass by. Kindness is a simple gift, a gentle word, a heartfelt lift. Let's be kind to one.
35 minutes past the hour. Welcome back. Picking up your calls here. Anything Goes Weekend. Bob in Farnham, Virginia. Hey, Bob, what's up?
Hello, my friend. I have a TV in my workshop and get to enjoy your program almost daily.
Oh, great.
And I see it on DirecTV. Mm-hmm. And I know you often have readings from the Black Panthers. And I remember we're about the same age. I graduated high school in 70. And in my senior year, I wanted to make up some extra credits. And I came from a northern New Jersey upper middle class white community with very few black families. And I happened to have in high school a black history teacher. It was the first black teacher that I had in my upbringing. And I decided that I also was reading Soul on Ice with Eldridge Cleaver and Seize the Time. And, you know, it was a very idealistic time for us back then. And there was I don't know if I should call it an office or a headquarters or a barracks, but in Newark, there was a Black Panthers headquarters that I found out about. Mm-hmm. So I decided I wanted to see what's going on, you know? It was just so strange what I was experiencing around me being idealistic, too. So I drove down there and knocked on their door, and it was quite an experience. I didn't come away with things that were said to me that were memorable. It was more just the, oh, my God. They were in a brownstone in a, you know, heavily populated neighborhood. And walking in, there were barred windows. And on the inside, there were sandbags up behind the windows and shotguns at every window.
Whoa.
And it was just eye-opening and, you know, an experience I'll never forget. And, yeah, you know, you were just reading about Medicare and the racism there and seeing what's going on now. And today, we just haven't learned anything in so many years.
Yeah,
seems
back,
like we're almost back in that same period again.
Yeah, back in 68, I think, maybe 69, Louise was a teenager. And she, and you know, no longer living at home. And she spent most of the summer of that year living in the Black Panther house on Harrison Road in East Lansing. And which was an interesting experience for her. She often talks about it. But it was nothing like that. It was not, it was a bunch of mostly black college students, and they were very involved in politics at MSU. I mean, this is right across the street, just three blocks down the street from MSU. Sorry?
I guess it wasn't the militant arm. It was the people, the community that were supportive of them.
Yeah, apparently. But, you know, she learned an awful lot about race relations, you know, from that experience.
Yeah. So this was
still
like
talks about
into an arm back.
Yeah, fascinating stuff. Fascinating stuff. Bob, thanks for the call. Jeff in Portland. Hey, Jeff, what's on your mind today?
As always, it's cool to see you on the Holly Bell show last weekend.
Thank you, Jeff.
He was an excellent weekend show. And a while back, he had Michael Moore on too, and Ellie told Michael he had a message from his father. Ellie's father wanted Michael to know that he had just had major heart surgery in Toronto, and the only ability he got was the parking for the hospital parking.
Yeah. Jeff, I'm sorry, you're breaking up so badly. I'm having a hard time hearing you. Let me put you on hold, and we'll come back to you. And let me see if I can, you know, this problem, again, we had this day before yesterday around the same time. And I'm thinking we have a Comcast problem. We, you know, Comcast provides our internet service, and when it gets flaky, these kind of things happen. But let me see if Bobby in La Puente, California. Hey, Bobby, can you hear me?
Yes, can you hear me?
Yeah, you're sounding fine. So what's up, Bobby?
Okay, I had a tune in my head. Moving on up, keep on pushing. You don't want me to sing. Anyway,
no.
feel confident. Harrison Waltz, the guy Waltz, he lives in his heart. That's where he comes from. Not the head, but the heart. When I first heard him speak, that's the man. Because, you know, I survived survivalists, and I don't trust a lot of people. And you, with that, I thank you and Louise for the School of Truth. I don't miss a day. Not like I used to go to school. I used to ditch. Now I'm getting an invitation from you and greetings to your callers as well. I appreciate it. Anyway, when I call about the Medicare, something about a vaccine, a lady was concerned about paying for vaccines.
Mm-hmm.
We don't pay anything.
Yeah, I don't pay anything either. And this is a shingles vaccine. I'm wondering if she was on Medicare Advantage, although I'm pretty sure she said she's not. So I don't know why Medicare did not pay for her shingles vaccine. It certainly paid for mine and Louise's.
Well, I don't get mine. I'm always getting vaccine. The only vaccine I got was a COVID. Never had the flu in my life. Maybe I shouldn't be too cocky for shingles. I don't know. I've been
now you're breaking up, Bobby.
So.
Yeah.
That's too bad. All right.
Okay. Thanks a lot, Bob. Bobby, good talking to you. Best of Vivian. We'll continue trying here. I I'm not sure exactly where this problem is. Mark in San Francisco. Hey, Mark, what's up?
But, Tom, I wanted to talk about Project 2025, and I think something that needs to be discussed more is that you have to take a military exam if you are in a government-funded school. And I think young people understand what this could mean to the future, whether or not they're going to be in the military or have a green energy job. I think this needs to be discussed a lot more.
Yeah. Yeah. But Project 2025 and the whole military service issue, and your phone was breaking up, Mark, but and my apologies. I'm pretty sure this is happening on our end. But Project 25 is so multidimensional. I mean, basically, it is. Somebody called yesterday and pointed this out. It's like a return to the David Koch 1980 campaign. In fact, I think I've got the summary of that around here someplace. It was a return to the 1980 David Koch campaign, where, you know, he basically was saying, we don't want basically any functional stuff going on in the United States, and what they're going to do specifically with the military, I don't recall. Did you have a specific concern around that?
Well, just that the young people will have to take this exam, and that's really the road to another draft by the Republicans.
Oh,
and
yeah.
If Trump gets in office, he'll send them to Iran.
Yeah, yeah, I think you're probably right. Yep. Mark, thank you very much for that. Mike in Elyria, Ohio. Hey, Mike, what's up? Mike? I cannot hear Mike at all. Hopefully our phone system is not just collapsing. The people to reach out to, Sean, I think are the people at the company that provides, you know that, okay, you've got that under control. John in Seattle. Hey, John, let's try this. What's up?
Camera one. I'm not breaking up, my gosh. Am I terrifying? I'm not breaking up.
You are, but if you talk slowly and softly, I think I can probably understand what you're saying.
Okay. Slow and soft is my mode of operation. I'm really curious about Trump's remarks on going to Venezuela, and you're right to keep bringing that up. I think I think, you know, it makes a lot of questions with me, not only taking his passport or his plane, but think of it this way. He's got Secret Service around him all the time. If he is evading prosecution, wouldn't they be obligated to place him under arrest or prevent him from fleeing?
And I don't think so, because they're not technically law enforcement. It's a protective service as opposed to a track down criminals service.
Well, one of your guests, I mean, I think we could probably ask one of your guests who is knowledgeable of the law questions about that. I mean, would Secret Service go with him? Could they go with him? Things like that, I think, are just really intriguing. And the other funny thing, he was saying, well, Venezuela's a lot safer. Venezuela, I used to live there. It's got one of the highest crime rates in the world in terms of violent crime. It's horrible.
Well, he's thinking about living in one of those. I've been to Venezuela. Just like all over South America, there are these very affluent neighborhoods that are surrounded by 12-foot fences with barbed wire, and they've got guys with AR-15s or AK-47s constantly patrolling them.
Yeah. The other thing to think of, remember in 2020, there was an attempted coup there, and some of the people involved, you know, were some like ex-Green Berets and such.
Yeah.
And Trump's fingerprints were all over that. So why on earth would Maduro want Trump there except maybe to trick him and then come in and put him under arrest?
Oh, wouldn't that be sweet? talk about poetic justice. John, thank you for the call. It's 14 minutes before the hour here on the Tom Hartman program, picking up your calls. We'll be back with more as we try to figure out why these phone lines are breaking up. My apologies. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Tom Hartman. Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archives.
We'll be right back with more of your calls in just a moment. It's Anything Goes Weekend.
How would you like to get a free smartphone? If you own a smartphone, listen to this incredible offer that's almost too good to be true. Right now, you can switch your plan and get service with us for as little as $2 a day. Guaranteed for life. Plus, get a free smartphone every year. Call the free smartphone hotline now and we'll move your number from your existing service. Think of your savings. So don't wait. Switch your plan, save money, plus get a free smartphone every year. Call the free smartphone hotline right now. We guarantee you're going to love our service. If you don't like what we say, you can hang up on us. But you won't. Right now, you can switch your plan and get service with us for as little as $2 a day. Guaranteed for life. Call the free smartphone hotline right now. 800-942-1325. 800-942-1325. 800-942-1325. That's 800-942-1325.
As a federally licensed broadcast company, this Civic Media station is required by FCC regulations to accept advertising by all qualified candidates for federal office. We also accept ads from state and local candidates. We do screen announcements from issue groups and PACs and exercise discretion in airing announcements with blatantly false claims or outrageous unfounded statements. These announcements do not necessarily reflect the views of Civic Media, its hosts, or advertisers, and the source of all issue announcements can be found online at our FCC public file.
CapTime's Idea Fest is back for a week of powerhouse speakers and sessions exploring important local and national topics. September 15th through the 21st in Madison. This year's guest speakers include Speaker Emerita Nancy Pelosi, former member of Congress Liz Cheney, Chicago Mayor Brandon Johnson, and historian Heather Cox Richardson, along with many others. Idea Fest brings together changemakers to discuss Wisconsin's triumphs and failures to help reach a better state. Purchase your tickets today at CapTimesIdeaFest.com to join this premier thought festival.
It's summertime in Wisconsin, and whatever the weather, it will impact you and your plans.
Should I water the garden? Will our event be rained out? Count on your local Civic Media radio station for in-depth details and the most up-to-date forecast.
Temperatures are rising into the mid and upper 70s under sunny skies.
It's your weather and more for your part of Wisconsin.
On your local Civic Media radio station and streaming on the Civic Media app. The Todd Allbus Show.
Speaking of J.D. Vance, if you're watching on the stream, you can see behind me what we're now calling the J.D. Vance couch. There are some reports that back in the day, during the frat days of J.D. Vance, he may have gotten intimate with a couch. So.
You know, I've slept on that couch a few times, but I can't say I've slept with that couch, and nor do I plan to.
No.
The Todd Allbus Show, weekdays noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Babes, what are you doing?
What? I'm just mowing the lawn.
No, it's blazing hot and dry out here. Don't you remember? Smokey Bear says,
avoid using power equipment when it's windy or dry.
Where'd you learn this?
Oh, it's on
SmokeyBear.com with many other wildfire prevention tips.
Right. Thanks, Honey Bear.
Because remember, only you can prevent wildfires.
Brought to you by the USDA Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
The backseat. Check the backseat.
Gets in your head, right? Good, because every year dozens of children are forgotten in the backseat. Cars get hot fast and can be deadly, so get it in your head. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts. Where?
Hey, thanks so much for sharing our program and for reaching out to our stations and sponsors and letting them know that you're listening. It really means a lot to us.
In the heart of our hometown, where the streets are bustling around, we got to meet the morning sun. Together we can get things done. Every voice, every hand, together we can make a stand. Tag your interest, join the fight for a future.
Tag your it. 9 minutes before the hour, picking up your calls here. Gordon in Stamford, Connecticut. Hey, Gordon, what's up?
Yes, I had an idea of how we could try and find the non-voters.
Okay.
These people that don't listen to right-wing hate radio, and they don't watch TV.
Mm-hmm.
And the idea is to have billboards, roving billboards. We should flood the battleground states with roving billboards.
You mean like on the side of trucks?
See. Yes, on the side of trucks. And what you do is you park in a big intersection there, and you have a public opinion taker who can watch the people that see the billboards and ask them questions. And
I wonder
can get feedback on whether the billboards work.
Yeah, I wonder if it would be possible to approach any of the big trucking companies and just buy advertising space on the side of their trucks. I've never seen that done, but it might be real interesting.
We could also just have private people do it instead of writing postcards. They can just we supply them with the billboards, and they can supply the car. You know, electric vehicle won't cost them much.
Sure.
And they just drive around.
Yeah. Fascinating idea, Gordon. Thank you very much for that. That's a good one. Mark in Columbia, South Carolina. Hey, Mark, what's on your mind today?
VP Harris is on right now talking about her policy speech.
Uh-huh.
Anyways, I wanted to ask a quick question about Social Security as it relates to the federal deficit. Didn't I read somewhere that the Social Security fund is no way connected to the federal deficit?
That's
it's
correct.
Like
in
its
fact,
own,
the Social Security Trust fund has got $2.5 trillion in it right now.
Yeah, and it just seems like, I think I read somewhere where the Republicans have been raiding it, or maybe more than one presidential.
No, this is rhetorical sleight of hand, and it's from the people who want to bankrupt Social Security or want to, you know, privatize it and hand it over to the big banks. And the pitch goes something like this: government has been borrowing from Social Security for years and years, and eventually they're going to borrow all the money from Social Security. There'll be nothing left. Well, here's the reality.
Okay, yeah.
The reality is that Social Security is sitting on a $2.5 trillion surplus right now. And what do you do with a $2.5 trillion surplus? You invest it, right? I mean, you want it to become a $2.7 trillion surplus. So what they do is they buy Treasury bonds, you know, which pay interest. You know, right now they're paying like 4 or 5% interest, and so Social Security buys, and it's a special type of Treasury bond that can be redeemed at any time and that is kind of out of the boundaries of the normal Treasury bonds. It was created by an act of Congress back in the 80s. And so because a Treasury bond technically is an IOU, it's money that you are loaning the government that eventually they have to pay you back, it is not totally wrong, it's not a complete lie to say that the Social Security is loaning money to the federal government, or the federal government is borrowing money from Social Security. But, okay. You know, it's just, it's BS. it's just a lie. I mean, it's spin, I guess you'd say it. Mark, I want to get another call in here. Thank you for the call. FM in South Hadley, Massachusetts, listening to WHNP. Hey, FM, what's up?
Well, I'm severely depressed because it seems to me that we're closer to World War III than ever before.
I think and, not. I think that if Putin had been given Ukraine, as Donald Trump is advocating, that we would be very close to World War III, because then he'd be looking at the NATO nations. He'd be looking at Poland and probably Lithuania or Latvia, and maybe even Estonia.
I'm not interested in Trump's solutions because he's the wrong person.
Yeah.
But it just seems to me that Zelensky has changed the whole game, because he has done what was previously considered unthinkable.
Yeah.
He has invaded Russia.
Yeah, no, and I think it's great because Russia invaded him first. That's what you do. We invaded Germany after Germany invaded the rest of the world.
Not when you're dealing with a nuclear superpower.
Yeah, you can do it when you're dealing with a nuclear superpower. They're not gonna do it. FM, chill out. It's going to be good. Judy in Daytona, Florida. Hey, Judy, what's on your mind today? Judy? You're on the air?
Hi, Tom.
Hey, Judy.
Yes.
I have 20 seconds.
I have a question for you. Do you anticipate MAGA to attempt to sabotage the Democratic convention with false flag instigators?
I doubt it. I think that there will probably be some of the pro-Putin lefties who will be in there. But I doubt MAGA is going to have any influence. Special thanks to Louise Hartman, Sean Taylor, Nate Atwell, Jamie Holly, Nigel Peacock, Sue Nethercutt, Patrick Hoyt, Geraldine Halbert, Ron Hartenbaum, Chase Spross, Nicholas Miller, Pat Sweeney, Jay LeBlanc, Jeremy Peterson, Connor Arroyo, Carna Verity, Martha Salinas, and Mark Thoman, all the great people who work on this program. And thank you to you for listening, watching, participating, calling. Don't forget, democracy is not a spectator sport. It requires all of us. So get out there, get active, tag, you're it. Have a wonderful weekend, and I'll be back with you on Monday from live from Chicago at the DNC. We'll see you then.
You've been listening to Tom Hartman. For audio and video archives, visit tomhartman.com.
Commenting on how happy and healthy my dogs are. One of the reasons is the food my dogs eat.
Introducing Dr. Marty's Nature's Blend, a premium freeze-dried raw dog food.
I have been feeding them Dr. Marty's freeze-dried raw formula for years, and this food is a big part of why their joints are more flexible, their teeth are cleaner, and their coat shinier, and why they seem more youthful and playful.
And dog parents across the U.S. are loving it.
My dog Hazel is a 10-and-a-half-year-old golden retriever, and ever since I've been feeding her Dr. Marty's Nature's Blend food, she is like a puppy again. It's unbelievable.
We're so confident your dog will love it. Your order is backed with a 90-day guarantee. And for a limited time, save up to 54% off Nature's Blend and get a free bag of Cod Krispies. They're wild caught, ultra crunchy cod skin treats. Go to drmartypets.com/Tom or text THOM to 511-511. Text Tom to 511-511 today. All dogs are unique. Your dog results can and will vary. Message and data rates may apply.
This is the Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH. Maggie Dawn.
It's the Democratic National Convention, everybody, and I could not be more excited. It kicks off with President Joe Biden, and I'll be joined by County Executive David Crowley.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekday afternoons from 2 till 4. The Todd Albaugh Show.
Even Scott Walker and other Republicans are going apoplectic because Trump keeps melting down into these personal attacks. He's just off the rails, Trigby.
You know, Scott may not be the brightest man, but he knows what politics is. Donald Trump is never going to change. Scott, come on the show. We'll talk about it. Todd and I will be nice to you, and I won't make Badger Boy State jokes.
The Todd Albaugh Show. Weekdays, noon till 2, on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network. This is the Buzz of the North, WBZH 910 AM, W245 CT Hayward, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packer. Vice President Kamala Harris unveiled her economic